If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God said, now look, when you get down there, I want you to be increased. I love this. He says, and seek the peace of that city. In other words, whatever situation you're in, look for some peace. Don't let the devil keep you frustrated. It's time for your increase. It's time for your success. We stay in defeat mode too long because we're looking for pity and sympathy. We want somebody to say, oh, I understand, and then give you the generic prophecy. It's going to be all right. You know why it's going to be all right? Because God said so. And all right doesn't mean the absence of tears. All right means that in the face of tears, go on, cry. I slammed my finger in a car door. We were coming home from church, and I was sitting on somebody's lap in the back seat because, you know, we had 23 people in the car. And I had my hand in the wrong place, and when the driver shut the door, my aunt was sitting next to me, and you could hear it just close. It was one of them big deuce and a quarters, and it just slammed right up on my finger. And I pulled my hand back, and I sat there, and Kathleen was sitting next to me, and I was going to be tough, you know. And she said, baby, go ahead and cry. I just let it all out. All I needed was permission. And my mother just got out of church. She up there cussing at the one that slammed the door on my finger. You hurt my baby. You hurt my baby. Oh, Lord, listen to mama. Mama fighting for her baby. Just came out of singing holy, holy, holy. Hurt her, baby. You sitting up there trying to be tough. Go on, cry. Bible said God's bottling up all your tears. Bring it over here. Some of you got little bottles, other you got gallons. Go on and cry. When you're hurt, cry, cry, cry. But Jesus will dry those tears and replace you. The Bible said he will give you the oil of gladness for your sorrow. See, this is where I wish we weren't so Americanized. Because I feel a dance. And I ain't talking about no Pentecostal shout. Every other culture has a dance but us. We left ours on the shores of Africa. We need to get it back. The Greeks still dance. The Jews still dance. The Mexicans still dance. Everybody dance but us. That's why we're miserable, because we have no joy. Listen to this. God says, for thus saith the Lord in verse 10, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. God says, I'm going to visit you after 70 years. You know what that tells you? Whatever you're going through is finite. Learn the lesson. Say this with me. And move on. Learn the lesson. Learn the lesson. God didn't say, I'm going to visit you after 70 years and you stay there for another 70. No, when I visit you, it's time to move on. Lord, have mercy. Diana Ross sang a song. She said, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I got to let it show. You started out 2015 bound and oppressed. It is now August. It is 8 months later. It is time for you to move on. You've been getting the word every week. You shouldn't be down no more. Your situation may not have changed, but your joy should change. You ought to be more realistic and understand that God has me in this for a purpose, but I'm still walking in joy. I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to visit you and perform my good word, my good word, my good word, he said. He didn't say I was going to do anything. He said, I'm going to perform my good word. In other words, you went into this thing with a promise. When I come to get you, all I'm going to do is enforce my promise. See, what you need is a word from the Lord. When you have it, then you should be able to stand on it. There are over 1,285 promises in the Bible. Grab one and stand on it. Then there are relational promises, promises that are dependent upon the character of the person giving it. Take your Bible, grab some helps, and begin to research every Jehovah name of God. When you find the meanings of those names, there are over 17 Jehovah titles. When you find the meaning of those names, if you cannot get a promise, then stand on his name. That means if you're sick, he is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that keeps you from getting sick. If you feel alone, he's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is with you. When you feel that you're not saved, he's Jehovah Tsidkenu. He's the Lord my righteousness. Are you hearing me? When you feel the enemy coming against you to try to beat you back, he's Jehovah Roy. He's the Lord that stands by you. Just grab a name. Listen to what he says. This is the powerful part. Verse 11. For I know. God said, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Why didn't God say, for you know? Because we don't. Here's what that means. I know some of you are really theological. It's already clicking in your brain. Hold it now, Pastor. Hold it. I know God wants me to be successful. I know God wants me to be blessed. That's not what he's talking about. God is saying that when negative things happen, the first thing you say is why. But if you knew why he did it, you wouldn't say why. Because you would know that his actions cannot be separated from his heart. And if he loves me, then a negative situation is designed to help me. I said this morning and it bears repeating. Every plus has a, and every minus has a, Lord, have mercy. Your walk with God is a plus, and the devil brings minuses. But every minus the devil brings will result in a plus of you knowing God's will. Every minus that the devil brings will result in you knowing more about God, which results in a plus towards God. So here you are right now. Here you are right now in August, and you went through something in January. You probably thought that what you were going through was going to destroy you. But here you are now in August, still standing here. Some of you can go back further in your life. Pronouncements of death, situations beyond your control. You are still here. You didn't even know how you were going to make it. But God knew. He just didn't tell you because he said, trust me. Trust that I have a plan. Oh, saints of God, please hear me today. Jesus said the devil is a liar. That means every negative has a positive. Listen to what God says. He said, these are my plans. These are my plans. These are my thoughts. He said, they're thoughts of peace. See, you thought God was angry with you because you did something wrong yesterday. You actually believe the Pentecostal, you know, theory that when you do something, God's going to bust you up and take you to hell. What kind of father does that? My father didn't beat me for every infraction. Just the major ones. He didn't beat me for everything. All right, my bedtime was 7:30. Not because I needed it, but because they needed it. Because there's really no reason to make a child sleep 14 hours. I don't have to get up and go to school till 8 o'clock. All right, boy, go to bed. Why? Then I learned later, after I had children of my own, I realized that reason why you sent them to bed is so you could say, phew, thank you, Jesus. We're the baby in bed, hallelujah. Glory. But there were times when something was on top. See, I had to go early because I was the youngest, so Gary could stay up an hour later. And so sometimes I would stay up and watch TV with my brother. And Daddy would say, Rick, didn't I tell you to go to bed? Okay. And I'd stay there with Gary. And then Gary would tell Daddy, he ain't in bed. And so Daddy would come to the door of his bedroom and say, boy, didn't I tell you to go to bed? All right. Then I'd go to bed under protest. And on my way, I would say, Gary ain't in bed. And you hear that scripture that says, if I will that he tarry till I come, what business is that of yours? You mind your own business. And my father used to say, well, you ain't him. Bad English. But he didn't beat me. He would just tell me to go. God don't beat you for everything. You know why? Because he knows you're going to beat yourself up. Because your view of holiness is not his. You actually believe that holiness means that you're not going to mess up. But holiness means you will know when you mess up. See, the people in the world, they don't know that they're messing up. But because you're holy, you know that you mess up. You can't see a spot on a dirty glass. You can only see a spot on a clean glass. You can't see your failures until you read the Word of God. And the Bible says, if you judge yourself, God won't have to judge you. Just plead guilty and throw yourself on the mercy of the court. God said, listen, these are the plans I have towards you. He said, they're thoughts of peace. Do you actually know God loves you? Do you know he loves you? Do you are you convinced that he loves you? I know sometimes things don't go the way you want them to go and you aren't sure at that time, but he really does love us. Check this out. It took me 15 years to learn that. 15 years after I came to him. 15 years. And if I were 100% honest with you, it wasn't until this year that I believed it. Took me 15 years to learn it, but this year I believed it. And you know how he told it to me? By watching Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis at 4:35 in the morning say it. And they said, now just say, God loves me. And I said, absolutely not. And they said, say God loves me. And I said, God loves me. And then Kenneth said, now put your name in there. God loves Eric. He said, God loves Ken. He said, now you say your name. I said, God loves Eric. Right then, 2015, from the time I came to God. So I know there's some of you in here. People want you to act all, oh, I know he loves me. It took me a long time. So I identify with you. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's better to come late to dinner than not come at all. But I'm there now, baby. I'm there now. Not one devil can tell me that he doesn't.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08215P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise God.